Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning here in Southeast Kansas, Northeast Oklahoma. And joining us now on the phone is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Good morning, Becky. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine. Good morning to you.
Well,
it's going to be a great day. Get out and enjoy the weather with your four-legged friend if you have one. If not, maybe you need to come out to the shelter and adopt one.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great day, around 63 degrees today. So, yeah, doggos would love a day like this for sure. That way you can get them out and let them run around before the snow comes back in. So,
yes.
Although I've seen some dogs...
Go ahead.
Although I've seen some dogs that really love the snow for whatever reason. So.
Yes. There's been some very cute videos I've watched where they get out and they run and play in it. And they do enjoy it. And there's nothing, just like children, there's nothing wrong with letting them get out
right.
Enjoying it. But when you bring them in, get them nice and dry and make sure you get all that snow that packs on their underneath their pads, their paws, kind of make sure you get that all dried out for them. But sure, they enjoy it just like children do.
Absolutely. Well, and cats do too, although cats are a little more suspect about it. Although I did see like a pile of snow where a cat like jumped in, and he didn't realize how tall it was. He jumped in on top of the snow, and he just sunk straight to the bottom. Then all of a sudden you see him hop out and come running back in like, nope. So, right.
You know, I guess if you start them when they're young, cats can tolerate water, and you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just not exactly their thing. So
yeah.
I think they try to avoid water every chance.
That's very true. They could, yeah, cats can swim actually really well. They just prefer not to.
Exactly.
It's not their thing. They don't like to be wet. All right. Well,
right.
Becky, we have an event coming up. Don't have all the details on it just yet, but an event coming up that's going to, basically it's you guys. There's also AWOL up in Independence that's going to be part of it. So an event coming up that's going to help both those organizations.
Right, and it's in the middle of February, and I believe it's the 19th, if that's a Saturday. I don't really have all the details, so I can give you lots of firm information. I do know that it's going to be a spaghetti dinner, and the proceeds are going to go to AWOL. They're going to split them up through ways. It would be AWOL, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, and then they're also going to use, it's a Vet Tech program at ICC that's sponsoring this or putting it together. So then some of the proceeds will go help fund their program. So three really neat organizations and programs would benefit from it. And I do believe it's the 19th, but I will certainly get better information next time. But it's just kind of nice to know that something is coming up in February. I will tell you, we are not going to be having the Chili Bowl this year. And it's a very sad thing for all involved. But with the cost of meat has gotten so outrageous that we tried to get donations, and we had a few donations coming in, but we didn't, time-wise, we couldn't get it done, and the person that was going to do our cooking, that were, you know, the facility, had a time slot that we couldn't make it. So, long story short, Chili Bowl is on a hold, and we're hoping maybe we can come up with something later in the year for a nice fundraiser. So, I know a lot of people depend on that chili for their Super Bowl parties, but can't happen this year. Just it's going to be another strange year, I'm afraid. But there are some other fun things coming up. We are going to do another date night, and if you would like to go to our Facebook page, you'll see that it's going to be January the 25th. Brad's picked about 8 dogs that he thinks would enjoy the evening out, so there's about 8 slots. It would be a cost of $15, and that's for us to get their vaccinations up, the rabies shot particularly. That is a Tuesday evening. So if someone would like to have a date night with one of our four-legged friends, send either call Brad or send him a message on Facebook and tell him that you're interested, because it sure makes for a lot of fun stories to share on Open Line and then just on Facebook. And some of the little guys that got to go last time are still with us, and we still laugh about their personality. So that's coming up. We're also going to recognize Betty White, and a lot of shelters across the country are doing this. On Monday, we're going to be open to the public, which we are not usually, but we're going to be there in case someone wants to come by and leave a donation in her honor. And, you know, again, it can be the food that we always appreciate, toys, treats. If you just want to leave us some extra pocket change or something like that, we're going to be there to take in donations in honor of Betty White. So that's Monday, and it's also a holiday. That's Martin Luther King Day. So a lot of people might have the day off and come out to the shelter if you'd like and see all the great animals we have. So we do have other things going on. One more thing, and we've got a local photographer that she's wanting to do a photo session for Valentine's Day. And I'm real excited about this because I missed out on Santa Claus. But she is going to come to Coffeyville and you'll make an appointment. And I don't know that this is going to be like the Facebook, like City Rec did. I think you're actually going to get photographs. But anyway, she's wanting to donate her time. So we'll have more details on that. So if you haven't purchased your bandana for your four-legged friend yet, you better get his or her little outfit ready for the photo op. So fun things going on. And it's always just to promote us and let people know we're out here and hopefully we can have a lot of adoptions to talk about.
Absolutely. And talking about adoptions, do we have any stories this week?
Well, we do. I kind of touched on it last week. The Anna Beth, our senior girl, Brad took her to Kansas City, and she was picked up on a foster family picked her up, and she is now living with them. We had almost $1,000 picked up, donated, so that she's got lots and lots of medical problems, and so she's now being cared for, and her medical needs are being met. So Annabeth is going to have a wonderful rest of her senior life, and so we always like to share those good stories. But that's it. We haven't had too many adoptions. But maybe the weather being so nice, people need to remember that we're out here and we've got lots of wonderful dogs and cats. And I'm really going to talk about cats today because we are going to run, and it's only for a week, a special adoption fee for our cats. So you ready for me to launch in about the stars of the show?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Let's get started with the stars of our program because we love hearing about those guys.
I know, and I wish we could find you an apartment or a house or something that allowed pets.
Oh my gosh, I would
make your life happy.
Oh my goodness, I would have two cats because I know most cats they don't mind being solitary, but they like to have a friend around.
You bet, and we've got some lovely, and all the ones that I'm going to speak about today have been with us and for quite a while, and we, even though they have lots of love and attention at the shelter, it's just not the same as having their own family. So we are going to run a $25 adoption on all of these cats and kittens that I'm going to speak of. Now, that doesn't mean that there's not more out there, because there are. We've got lots of cats and kittens right now at this time. So if you can get to a Facebook page, look up these beautiful kittens and cats that Brad took pictures of. And I'm going to start off with Frosty. And Frosty, even though she's not an adult cat, she's probably about 6 to 9 months old. And she's the last of the pure white kittens that we've had. So Frosty is a special, special cat, just hasn't found the right person. Candace, and there's a real cute one of Candace. Candace is white with orange and yellow markings. She's very playful. And I believe Candace is the one that's on Brad's shoulder. If you go to Facebook and see pictures, he's got one of them up on his shoulders, and she's being very cute. And we have Blaze, a beautiful Siamese mix, yellow and white with beautiful blue eyes, and she is around 3 years old. Drama, and I didn't realize this until I was speaking to Brad about the cats. Drama is our female. She's 2 to 4 years old. She's a very beautiful calico cat, but her two kittens, and I didn't realize this, is Melvin and Rex. And they were born at the shelter. They were born in September, and so they're still with us, so we can tell you all about them because we've had them since birth. But all three of them are going to be a reduced $25 adoption, even though the kittens are still kind of young. We just want to find them. They're forever homes. Lindy is a female, 2.5 years old, gray tiger stripe, and very feisty at times, and she just marches up and down her kennel, so she's got a lot of spunk. And we also have Bridges. Bridges is 8 years old. He is probably the senior. She was adopted from our shelter, but her owner passed away. So she was brought back to us. So she's lovely. She's had a good home. Unfortunate things happen, and that's why she's been returned to us. So we'd sure like to help her find that another forever home and maybe help her end her life in the right place. I think that's it. I think that's everyone that he had pictured. If not, as I said, they're all reduced prices, and that doesn't mean they're a bargain because there's something wrong. They're a bargain because they just need to find that great home. So those are the cats and kittens. On our doggies, we still have our three lab puppies that I think are just beautiful, but they haven't found the right home to go to yet. There's three of them. There's two black and one yellow, and they're just that right age where they could just be a whole lot of fun. The two black ones are females, and the little yellow one is a male. So sweet, small, young, I guess I should say, because labs are never going to be small, but they're going to be young. Also, we've got Mutt and Jet, and they are just a hoot. They are about 8 to 9, 10 months old. They're black with some brown and white markings, about 40 to 45 pounds. We believe them to be a heifer mix. We have Annalise, an incredibly sweet girl, white with some black markings, 2 years old, a mixed breed. She was dumped at the shelter, skin and bones, but we have got her back to health, and she's beautiful, and she just needs to find the right person to show her that the world is a great place to be. Ducky, remember Ducky? Ducky's the one that kind of likes water and also went on a date and is very well behaved. Ducky's still with us, about 2-year-old female. She's great with other dogs and people, and she does love her hamburgers. Now, she's not the Dr. Pepper drinker. That would be Theo. Theo is our male. He's a black brindle in color. He's about 8 months old now. He's kind of a chunky boy. He got to go on the date night and did great with everyone. Enjoyed the food and played well and was wonderful. And the date went, I don't know if she stepped out of the car for some reason or something, but when she did that, he helped himself to the Dr. Pepper. So that's always a funny one about him. Abraham is a male, tan and brown, 2-year-old mixed breed. His ears stick straight up, and he's a lot of fun. And we've taught him some tricks. He knows how to sit and lay and shake. We've got others that I could go on about, but I think I'm just going to kind of say, please come out to the shelter. We've got a lot of animals that I don't have time to speak about. Go to our Facebook page, and you can see pictures of them. And if you were trying to find us, it is CFA. And you go there, and there's the pictures of our animals. We're open every afternoon. Now, next week, every afternoon to the public. We'll be there from 1 to 5 on Monday, and the rest of the week we're there from 2 to 4. And on the weekends, we're there from 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. And we're looking for volunteers right now. We'd sure like to have some people come out and help us out. We're also looking for employees. So if someone is thinking, hey, maybe I'd like to come to the shelter and be around these animals and get paid for it, please come out and talk to Brad and fill out an application, because we're down 2 employees. So we could really, really use some help.
Get paid to hang out with animals. Of course, that's a great thing.
And get paid for it. Now, come on, exactly. What is the deal? we won't discuss the dirty work that you might have to endure. But you know what? For all the hugs and kisses and love.
Most definitely. You have to clean up. But again, the fact that you're getting hugs and kisses from the doggos and the cats, that is a fringe benefit. Let's call it that.
Well, you certainly don't stay in a bad mood when you get to the shelter. You really don't, because, it's hard work. It's physical work because you're moving animals and you're cleaning, you're stooping. You're doing laundry, so there are some physical things that you've got to be able to do. But the neat thing is just spending time with those animals. And I've had people say, oh, I just don't know how you do it. How do you go out there and not bring them all home? Well, if they've ever been to the shelter, they'll realize it's a very nice facility, and it's heated, it's air-conditioned. They get 2 meals a day. They get treats. They get love. They have a clean bed. I mean, to some of these animals, it's the best they've ever had. So it's a good place. It's a good place.
All right. So it is a great place. And Becky, we appreciate you coming on today, letting us know about all the great animals out there, and also that event will be happening in February. Like I said, we'll get some more information on that and talk about it a little more next week. But definitely, it's going to be a great thing for not only you guys, but also AWOL and also ICC as well.
It's nice to partner, because AWOL, they're just like us. All we're trying to do is home these animals to to great homes and help the ones that don't have a home. So there, it's wonderful, I think, that we've kind of established a relationship with them.
Absolutely. Well, again, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate it. We will talk to you again next Thursday.
All right. Be safe. Everybody stay healthy.
Absolutely. All right. That is
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.